Can you pass the police oral exam? AJ and I gonna try. This is a mock police recruitment oral exam. On the phone, New Haven Police Department Recruitment Sergeant Dana Smith. Good morning, and thank you for what you do.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having me again.
All right. We're going to do our best. What advice would you give us?
Just be you and answer as honest as you could.
See, okay. I would say write your name silent.
He laughed when he said that.
Write your name silent work for me. Don't say nothing to your lawyer.
I don't want to hear the word lawyer. You're on your own on this one.
Okay, thank you.
All right. And AJ will go first. So you'll ask a question. We'll both answer it. AJ will answer first, and I'll answer.
Not a problem. All right.
All right, here we go.
All right.
All right.
Why do you want to become a police officer?
Drive a cool car.
This place needs to be cleaned up.
Oh, wow.
So I think mine was more honest. I want you burn out somebody else's tires.
And when I say this place, I mean the good neighborhoods, other neighborhoods. Yeah, well, we need to get people in line.
You still got Hemi Challengers and Hemi Chargers? I'm there.
Gotcha. Yeah. All right. So you're on patrol and you witness a car go through a red light. You pull the car over, and it's Ashley. Oh. She pleads with you. If she gets another ticket, she will lose her driver's license. What do you do?
The whole book. Every ticket I got.
Every ticket you got.
Every ticket I got. I'll find things, like incorrect wearing of glasses and stuff like that.
It's officer's discretion here, right? I think I'd give her a break.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I'm asking so nice, though.
Yeah, I know. I ain't gonna fall for that, sister.
Well, I'm weighing what will happen to her and the crime that she committed.
She want a bad driver on the road. She blew a red light. She could have killed somebody. The entire book. Everything I got. I'm going to need second pen for the ink.
That's a good one. All right. So now, So what have you done physically and mentally to prepare yourself for a career in law enforcement?
I love donuts. And I can drink coffee without spilling.
Ah, see, that's a talent.
See that?
Physically, I exercise like 4 times a week. And mentally, I've been preparing my entire life.
Okay. That was a good thing.
So I started on the wrong side.
Right.
So I have some perspective my future customers.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Yeah. See, that's good. That's noble.
Yeah.
It's pretty good point
that's
for that.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
All right. AJ.
Yes.
You and Chaz are on a walking beat.
Okay.
In the neighborhood.
Right.
You both enter a convenience store.
Right.
AJ, you see Chaz take a pack of gum from a display, put it in his pocket, and walk out the store without paying. What do you do?
Ask him for a piece when we get out.
Oh, my God, AJ.
Well, probably my breath at this point is pretty nasty, so I can go for a piece. Yeah, I know he's got it, so.
I would tell AJ, do you know there's a camera everywhere?
Well, don't you stole it.
I say, AJ, you forgot to pay for that. You should go back inside and pay for that.
Right. It's my fault. I get it.
All right.
All right. How would your current or last supervisor describe you?
Fun, energetic, and basically, you never know what's going to happen.
So unpredictable.
Yes. That's where I was looking for. That's right.
Can we get Keith on the phone? I would love to hear what.
Ooh.
Let's have him walk into the quiz.
Oh, sure. Have him wake up for this.
How are we doing so far?
You're doing all right.
Why is your voice so high?
All right.
You're doing okay. You're all right. You're all right.
I smell that.
All right. Can we pass the police oral exam? Chaz and AJ in the morning. 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. How many questions are we in so far?
I swear to God, yeah.
New Haven Police Department Recruitment Sergeant Dana Smith is on, giving us a mock exam. How many questions have we done so far?
So far, you've done 4.
4.
I felt like 10.
I thought so, too.
Wow, that little?
The last question was, how would our last boss or supervisor describe us? We're going to conference in, Boss Keith. How would you?
Oh, hello.
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 How would you describe what was the answer, Sergeant, or a question?
The question was, how would your current or last supervisor describe you?
Oh, so okay. AJ first,
buddy.
All right. So I would say that AJ is a good follower. Like, he follows directions and follows a leader really well. I think he's positive and spirited, and I think he has massive OCD.
I do have OCD. Let me fix that.
So if that kitchen isn't clean, or that, I guess, the jail cell isn't clean, he's your guy to complain about it and fix it.
Or if your neighborhood isn't clean, I'll fix it.
He's that guy.
Exactly.
All right, and then me?
I would say hard worker, dedicated, I don't know, bitchy. Is that one? Is that a good one?
Officer Bitchy.
That would be Captain Bitchy.
Yeah, okay, sorry.
Captain Bitchy, Sergeant Bitchy. Yeah, and I think, you know, good with weapons. I said it on the air the other day. I think you'd be the perfect police officer. I think AJ gets shot, but I think you do a good job. Okay.
AJ gets shot by his own weapon.
Yes.
Like in the first week.
Right. Take a cup.
Wow, that's fast.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, so we'll ignore all his right. part. So, yeah.
Thank you.
Right. Officer Bitchy, so I like that.
Ignore that part then, yes. Sir.
All right, next question.
Would you give your family member a speeding ticket?
Yes.
If I'm being honest, no. If I want to pass the test, yes. Which one
out
will
there.
Give me more points? Yes, I'd give them a speeding ticket.
I mean, these are really no right or wrongs, to be honest with you.
Really?
It's just basically yes, absolutely. This is just to see what kind of character you pretty much are, you know, as far as your personality traits and things of that nature. So there's really not a right or wrong. It's just a gauge to see how you would be as an officer.
So far, really characters.
It depends on where they are in the family, though.
Yes, right.
When you clarify that much, I feel like there is a right and a wrong.
Yes.
Agreed.
Yeah, where they are on the spectrum in the family, correct?
Yeah, right.
Right. Yeah. See, I think that would be that would give me extra points for being honest. You're looking for honesty here. And honesty would be, well, my mother, no.
Right.
Jennifer's mother, no.
Right, right, right.
Right, going to let her off with a warning.
Right.
But if it's someone I haven't seen in a while and they, you know, gave me a bad Christmas gift back in 1985, then yes, they're going to.
If my 85-year-old mom.
1985.
If my 85-year-old mother speeding.
That sweater was horrible.
Guess what? Leadfoot's going in.
That 29-cent big pen, I remember that.
Yep, I haven't forgotten it yet. That's part of the psychological, right?
The cap wasn't even on it.
It was used.
All right, next question.
Well, it is funny that you mentioned mom because my next question has to do with that.
Okay.
You're on. All right. You both are in separate vehicles and you get a silent alarm that there's a burglary in progress. You roll up in your cruiser just as two people are climbing out of a window with bags, apparently stolen items, over their shoulders. As the two people turn around, you tell them to freeze, drop the bags, put their hands high. Just then you realize it's your mom who turns around and says, "Hello, son." Do you cut her loose before the other car arrives, or do you end up arresting her with the person and treat her no different?
I want to see what she stole first. I want to see anything good.
These are tough.
So
this is the most difficult of all questions.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm picturing, first of all, Jennifer's mother climbing out a window. So
right.
That to me would... I'd be amazed.
Right. You bring out your camera
for that
one.
All of a sudden?
Even she would say, she's in great physical condition, but her climbing out of a window would be a sight to see.
This video is going viral. World star.
I would really ask for, you know, first I got to ask for an explanation what's going on here.
Right, right, right.
Is she trying to steal back? Did she take the law into her own hands? Is she trying to steal back something that was stolen?
Is the door broken? Right. She can't get out that way. Is it laundry?
I would, to keep my job, have to arrest her. I can't let her go.
Oh, see.
This is called in over the radio. This is something that, you know, they broke into a bit. Yeah. She has to be arrested.
Right. So this is another good one for you.
Yeah. So there goes, by the way, so for my career.
Yes.
I'm giving up great food every Thanksgiving.
Right.
Uh-oh. Christmas.
Birthday card.
She'll make bail.
Every
it's
other
fine.
Month.
Yep. This is love, mom.
I'm giving up a lot.
As opposed to I hate you now, son. Yes.
Okay. Right.
Yes.
It's all about integrity. All about integrity.
Yes. What is
all
that?
Right. What song best describes your work ethic?
What song best describes my work ethic? Let's see, breaking the law.
AJ!
Judas Priest.
Well, I'm blanking out on this one. A song that describes my work ethic. Working Man by Rush.
Ah, it's a good one.
Yeah, exactly. I'm trying to pass this thing.
Yeah.
Where do I get my gun?
That's your next question. Why do you want one?
All right. You and your partner get a call to a grocery store for disturbance.
Okay.
When you arrive at the store, the manager tells you there's someone inside running around the store in his birthday suit.
Oh.
What do you do?
Well, first of all, don't look.
I ask AJ to handle it.
Because usually when that person's running naked, then that's the one you want to see.
Okay, so
I'm not going to look. I'm going to close my eyes and hope I catch him by accident.
Well, you're asking that me and my partner roll up.
If you butter the floor.
AJ and I roll up to the store.
Right.
We get this info from the manager. I'm sending AJ in to get him and, subdue him.
Right. I'm gonna put butter on the floor.
And I'm gonna stay at the door,
right.
Make sure they don't get out.
No, see, that's very noble of you. Yeah. Well, I'm in there catching naked boy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. And the last one for you guys are, what are your biggest strengths and weaknesses?
My biggest strength. Well, I'm a fun guy to be around, and my weakness is probably coming with the right decision. Being honest here. Sometimes just go for the comedy. Because it's going to be funny.
My strength would be the ability to evaluate a situation immediately. And my weakness would be...
Lasagna.
New Haven Police Department Recruitment Sergeant Dana Smith is on the show. Let's find out how we did in our oral exam, Sergeant.
You passed.
Really?
No.
Both of them?
not really. I'm looking for anybody, are you? Basically, anybody can make
it through. Did you hear the stunned silence?
No, I'm just kidding. No, you both did well. I mean, it's everybody has their own answers. Everybody's their own individual. So, I mean, everybody's perspective is a little bit different. So,
right.
I mean, they'll put everything together as far as what your, let's say, your written score, with your oral score, then you'll be ranked on a list, as like we talked last time. But no, you guys did good. I mean, but that's what they're looking for. They're looking for honesty, you know?
Right.
So, no, you did good.
So what's the
likelihood?
You're
that person, right? In gym class, even the kid who just does one push-up, you're like, that was fantastic.
Right. You're that, you know.
You're that person. You're a very encouraging
build people up
person.
I like
you build
positivity.
People up.
Yeah, I knock them down.
All right, now, Sergeant, let's pretend they left the room. Now what are you saying?
Oh, my goodness. What the hell are they thinking?
Do we need people that badly?
No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Are you guys done recruiting in New Haven, or did you extend it a week, or where are you?
After that,
no, the deadline was this past Friday, the 11th. So, unfortunately, as far as getting new recruits, that portion of it is completed. But we are actually opening up what is called a lateral application. So, which means if there's an officer who was at the tail end of their career and looking to extend their career, they can go into our department as a lateral transfer. So that is basically going to be opening up, I think possibly this week or next week. So we have to speak with our human resources, but that's going to be our next step is the actual lateral process. And that opens up every 30 days. So I have to see exactly what date that would be. So.
Oh, that's cool.
I got a text, stay out of New Haven.
where would the oral exam come in the process? Do we fill something out online and then?
No, that's all. It's 1 week in is where you take the written exam and then it's followed by the oral exam. So both of those are back to back.
Okay.
Gotcha. So you will go to a facility, whether it be hosted at a location. So that's what it is.
And then there's a background check. I'm guessing a drug test.
That's after.
What do we take?
That's all part of the background process. Once you get ranked on the eligibility list, as they call it, then you will be assigned a background investigator. Once you're assigned a background investigator, that's when your whole background investigation begins.
Oh.
And you heard what's being alleged in Bridgeport with the chief exam. Do you have any thoughts or comments on that?
I would defer to the client on that one, but it is an unfortunate situation, and I hope the best for everyone who was involved with it.
Right.
That was good to be a cop.
We can see why Sergeant Smith is doing what Sergeant Smith is doing.
Exactly. We're doing it.
Yeah, no, we really appreciate you. Thanks for coming on, having a little fun, but giving us some insight into
thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you. It was a good time. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. We'll talk to you very soon. New Haven Police Department Recruitment Sergeant Dana Smith.
You can't leave fast
Man,
enough.
Is he the right person for that job?
Yes, he is. I feel warm and fuzzy now. Probably the coffee I drank.
I thought I was going to come away from the test feeling really bad about myself.
No, see?
Like, yeah, damn it, I shouldn't have answered, honestly.
Right. There's no wrong answers.
Well, no, you just don't score well. I think our answers would put us at the bottom of the heap.
Well, you know, eventually they get to the bottom.
Right.
What I liked is that you both answered pretty quickly. You didn't spend a lot of time thinking.
Oh, nobody thinks here.
Hmm. Well, I also think if you're about to take the test, and I thought about this halfway through, I'm like, I didn't even try to cheat. I didn't go online and say what type of, why didn't I just Google that? I could have been a little bit more prepared.
We could have cheated? Damn it. Now you tell me. Thank you.
Ashley looked up some questions. Did you, did he ask some of the questions that were on your list?
He did.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have another one here. What is your greatest failure and what did you learn from it?
Oh, my God. Greatest failure.
Taking that test is what?
Like ever.
Greatest failure
greatest
ever.
Failure, right.
Get back to me on that one.
Answering this question right now.
Right. Yeah. That's a good one.
Yep.
Greatest failure. See, this is a job. This is a typical job interview question, too.
That right. is.
And they're looking for you to be honest.
Right.
Like, oh, my greatest failure is I'm too hard on myself.
You want a brown nose to say not taking this test sooner and helping our community.
Yeah.
Because wow. I can't see through that at all.
No, not hey, that's a good one. That's a good
Man,
one.
What would my greatest failure be?
Hiring me? Don't I say it. I don't want to know.
Huh.
That's where you're supposed to say no, Chaz.
Feel good.
Yeah, I'd have to contemplate that one. See, this is why you need to prepare for these things.
Yeah.
This one's super open-ended.
Super open-ended?
Yes. Tell us about yourself.
This one's super sada. Tell us about yourself.
Yeah.
Let's see here. I like to work out. I like to play with cars, and I'm fun at parties.
Yeah, I'm a hardworking person who appreciates where I am now. Started out in a tough spot, but I'm living the dream. I know right from wrong, and I'm going to force people into right.
All right, there you go.
Wow. Be captain of that. Wow.
The end was a little embellished.
A little bit, yes. But it was good, though.
All right.
I believed it.
How would your friends describe you?
I have no friends.
Phil, AJ.
I have no friends.
AJ is a great guy in groups. On his own, I think sometimes he gets a little lost or unmotivated. But when he's got other people around, especially when the light is on him, I feel like he feels a duty to perform and performs well in that moment.
Performing monkey.
Duty.
Chaz, I think, is the exact opposite. Sometimes I think you get distracted in large groups where you sort of want to be with everybody and like do what they're doing, where maybe sometimes you're better off just like, hey, I'm doing my own thing and I'm doing fine over here. I don't really need you guys to jump in and slow me down here.
Mm.
So is he fired now or what? New producer.
What do you mean? Give me an example.
All right. So... Like, sometimes we'll be having a conversation about perhaps a serious topic, and I feel like sometimes if we jump in and start doing goofy stuff, it's like, well, now we just lost the whole point of the story. Wish you guys should have just maybe kept that under your hat for like another 13 seconds. We could have got to the point, but
yeah,
now it's gone.
Right. Yeah, that sounds right.
So we're not looking for a producer now.
All right.
Okay.
What's the next one?
What salary are you looking for?
What do you got?
AJ will take $7.
Yeah. No, not that low. Oh, hell no.
That one I would know. Didn't they say they started around 50?
Like 40, 50, somewhere around 40, there, and you 50. Can make it like 80?
after the first 3 years, I think, or 4 years.
Something like that, yeah.
So I think they're up to, how much?
75.
I have no idea.
75 in 3 years, right?
After a few years, yeah, sounds right.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, that's cool. What, can I get higher? No.
All right, next.
Describe a time when you did not get along with a coworker.
Do I have enough time?
This one's all AJ.
Yes, it is. Let's see. I would say maybe a couple of breaks ago when I threatened Goose Boy.
With the anvil?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Yep. It was a couple of months ago you had a clown with my face on it that you were punching every day.
Which somehow mysteriously deflated. Deflated, hello.
After making fun of me before.
I didn't get, that's easy, though.
Karma.
Has there been anyone here that you really disliked? Like you would come into the
building. Ashley is raising her hand.
We're being honest here, right? Yeah, defer to Goose Boy here. Yeah. Yes.
No, but has there been anyone here that you really disliked? And you'd come in the building and just say, ugh.
No, not really, no. Yeah. Yeah. And what I do is if I don't like somebody, I stay away from them.
Right.
No, so, you know, I do the show and go home.
So you're staying away from all of us.
I didn't say that. You?
Yeah, there was that one person that was here for like 3 months.
Oh. Took themselves out. Yes, right.
Well, they started out cheery, and this is not an easy job, and they realized it's not an easy job, and then they came in with a puss on the face every day.
Right.
But to her credit, she knew it wasn't for her, and she left.
Did they leave on your birthday?
But it was misery. We'd all be cheery, and she'd walk in, and it was this dark cloud.
Exactly. We'd drain the room.
Drain the room.
Didn't this person bail on your birthday?
It was the greatest birthday present. I was like, happy birthday to me.
I don't even need a cake.
Another example of someone else slowing your progress down.
That's right. Hey. That's right. We're looking for people to advance it.
Yes.
How'd we do on this part?
We
sucked.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.